Okay, we studied Ashrei in the first two Halalukas, which, according to his explanation, the first one talks about the period right before Yemais HaMashiach, and the second one, the beginning of the period of Mashiach. I wanted to go to the third Halaluka, but before that, I want to take a look at the end of the second Halaluka, Kuf Samach Beis, which has the Psukim Le'osachein L'chol Goyim Mishpatim Vayedom. I'd like to share with you his explanation. Interestingly enough, this explanation appears a slightly different way in his Chidushim on the Chumash, on Parashas Kisisa. On page Kuf Samach Beis, Umevayer ha-mishoyer mishaloi, shadugmas ha-shaloi v'akerach. He says that there's a mashal at the end. You're familiar with the end of of the Halaluka, where it says, praises God as ha-noisin shaloi katsomer kfar ka'efa yifazer. That Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the snow, something like wool, white like wool, and the frost, like the ashes which are spread out, or the dust which is spread out, mashal karchai kefitim, he spreads his ice, like small pieces. Lefnei karase miyamin, who can stand before his cold? It's obviously all before global warming set in. Now, the way he's explaining this is all a mashal for the word of Hashem, for the word of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. How is it a mashal? So he explains the following. The David HaMelech in this poetry explains the mashal that the poem represents. Shedugmas HaShalik V'Akerech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magid Devar of Le'akov. Similar to snow and ice is HaKadosh Baruch giving his Torah to Klal Yisrael. How's that so? Hagada b'chamakai meira alamiris b'prote prote ice. The Hagada Magid Devar of Le'akov refers to individual points of the Torah. Magid Devar of Le'akov. Shangri is the many points of Torah to Klal Yisrael. Chukav u'mishpatav li'Yisrael. And his laws and his rules to Klal Yisrael. Hine Amra, but first he translates, then he explains the mashal. Hine Amra ha-Tahira. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim ha-shatasam lefneihem. U'meva'eres kol dinei nezikin v'shoimrim v'yesedinim shubin odlam l'chaveirai nikro and tzedek u'mishpat. In the beginning of Mishpatim, we have basically the civil laws, laws that have to do with interaction between people, which we would expect to be logical laws. Muvanim, l'chol bardas, and the person with understanding can grasp them. V'gam yeled po'ot, ha'isik, b'mesechtes b'avakam, u'bav metziah. Even a child who learns the dine shaimrim, a child starts to learn Gemara, we teach him there's a shaimichinam, and a shaimisachar, and a shayil, and a saicha, the rules of people who watch other people's, things. So they're understandable to intelligent people, even to children. Omnam. Al-af ha-yoysam niroin la'ayin kinyonim pshutim. Even though they're, at first glance, they seem to be simple laws, shenitfasim gam b'sichlam shal tenayk shabes rabban, that even the boys in yeshiva understand. Mekamak im heyed ha-kosef. The Torah says testimony shatzedek v'amishpat heim be'emes inyonim na'alim v'niskavim ma'ayid, that the rules of chayshemishpat are really very deep and meaningful rules. V'heim asaga gavaya al gavaya haba mimakim kisei kavid, and the laws which come from Hashem Himself shenemer tzedek u'mishpat mechayin kisacha shem nitzam ba'olam hakisei etz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what he's saying is something that can be easily missed, and that is that the laws of Chayshe Mishpat, now we have a rule that when there's Gzeres HaKosuv, Teres Sheik Aluliv, we don't give a reason. We may give reasons as a form of Agadita, but we don't believe we understand the reasons for shaking Luliv and Esrig. We don't say Tama Dekra, we don't say reasons, even though in the Agadita of it we do, But we don't say Tami Dekra means we don't make enough kaminas in halacha based on logical reasons for mitzvahs. In Chayshim Mishpat, we do, to a great degree, when there's a halacha that we understand, we apply logic to understanding it. So that, for example, if we learn that a Shomer Chinam is potter on Geneva, if things are stolen from him, and a Shomer Sachar, if you're guarding something you paid, then you're Chayiv on Geneva. But if it's an armed robber, we say that's an oinus. We take that out of Geneva and we say, well, if a ganav comes, robs your home, you have to pay. But if somebody comes with a gun, so that's an oinus. And those we use svara to it. What's really interesting is that in every segment of Chayshim Mishpat, there's one rule that's not logical. As if the Torah is saying, there's more here than meets the eye. There's more here that meets the eye. Some famous examples are boyer. If you dig a pit in the street, you have to pay for damages. But boyer is patron kalim. It's gzeres hakasim shor v'loy adam chamar v'loy kalim. Someone digs a hole in the middle of Avenue S, and a car driving by plunges into the hole and is destroyed. The owner is not obligated to pay. Because even though there's a parsha in the Torah of bar, which obligates someone who digs a bar to pay for injury, that happens to animals or to human beings, but not to Kalim. If Kalim fall in, it's potter. Now, there's nobody can say a logical explanation, for this. As a matter of fact, to the point where I've sometimes done this, at the Shabbos table with guests, a boy saw learning Bava Kama, I really try to distract them, but I asked them the shaila. If someone digs a hole, in the middle of Ocean Parkway, purposely. He wants to have fun. And cars should come by and get destroyed. And I try to distract them by asking, how much do you have to pay? Instead of saying, do you have to pay? And they don't chap. And then when I say, you're potter, they say, what? They say, chamar v'lay kalim. Oh, you know, like, we forgot about that. Because it's so illogical that nobody can explain it. And a guy thinks the whole has to ask mechila, and he has to somehow, come to terms with the person he damaged. But every one of the rules has such a thing. Eish is patur on tomon. Fire, if someone burns down someone's home in specific instances, he's patur on tomon, on hidden things that are in the place that was burnt down. And so on and so forth. There are exceptions all the way around. As a matter of fact, in Shoimrim, it's one of those things I keep on mentioning in class. I never did. I tell the boys in class, I'm going to make a rule of Eitzis and Chayshim Mishpat, like tricks to help yourself in Chayshim Mishpat. And one of the things is that a Shomer has to pay. There are very logical rules for a Shomer paying. An exception is if you hire the person. If I borrow something from you, so, and I want to be potter totally. So when I advise them, I say, you know what, I'm going to give you a dollar, go get me a Coke from the store. I give you a dollar, you get me a Coke, at the same time that I'm borrowing it, I'm potter, by lovimai, I'm potter. It's, the point is that in every one of the Chayshim Mishpat rules, there's something that's a chayk, chukav mishpat al Yisrael. Now, what Rav Schwab is saying is that we don't realize it, but even the logical laws have depth to them, have sidai secrets to them, and therefore the sidai, it's meant as a hint that everything is a side.
So according to the Chayshim Mishpat, the city would not be responsible to pay for your car that's damaged in a pothole. Even if
there's no reason in the world the city should be responsible because the city didn't make the hole.
Well, but if it's reported,
the city so the city is being very nice. They're doing it.
The city knew about the hole, and they didn't do anything, so they're considered b'sheir.
Okay.
They're considered
b'sheir. No, but
all right, that's New York law. According to Chayshim Mishpat, you're never obligated if someone else digs a hole. Now, I'm never obligated Chayshim Mishpat to pay. There are times that you have to get mechila from the person. You did an avlat to him. That's a separate issue. But that's a separate nekuda. You have to ask him mechila. But
by the way, this fits with what Rebbe said on Shabbos, that Yaakov is used by a lower level, Yisrael is used by a higher level. So Dvarov could be considered a lower level of something, and now you're saying that the
okay.
Mishpatim and Chukim are a very Yisraelis thing, okay. a higher level, so
it's
good. Yisrael.
This goes, Koisag LeBes Yaakov usually means to tell the women, it's we call the Beis Yaakov, right? It's Beis Yaakov is a lower, well, a simpler level. There's one place that I know of that the Ksais HaChayshim brings a Zayar LaHalacha, Lamaisa at least. I there may be more, I'm not an expert in Ksais, but all my years of learning, I've seen in one place that he brings by Hilchis Pikadin, that if you're watching something for someone, and it gets damaged, and Apidin Yopater, you should try to pay anyway. And he brings a Zayar that says, B'yotcha afkid ruchi, that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Shema every night as a pikadon. Hashem returns it in the morning. And the way we treat other people's pikdanos might influence the way God treats our pikadon. So, not that I understand it, but it's an example of the depth of
Chayshim.
What?
The negative part of this is that no one will take the responsibility.
Well, everybody does. Yeah, I understand. You look, people always, somebody's here for a favor to watch something, you want something. Yeah, if you get too frightened of it, you won't do it, but people do people favors. Well, look, anytime you agree to watch something for someone, there's a risk that you're going to be negligent and you'll have to pay, but, not so worried, okay. Alright, now, how does this come to be a marshal to the snow? How does this come in to be a marshal? So, he says here, briefly, we're about 7 lines from the bottom. Vein bechlal ha-kerech ha-noira. All the laws which have depth to them, even though they look at the surface to be simple, are included in the marshal of kerech ha-noira shal maila. The fearsome, frigid cold of heaven, which is mentioned in the vision of Yecheskel that we learn on Shavuos. V'lois alonu ha-yecheles la-havinam. The Torah is something that would be so out of reach, like the frigid Kerach, we would never understand that Lulei Shekadish Baruch Hu Shibram Lachatichas Ketanis Ma'id. Were it not that God breaks them into small pieces, Kishelek V'Kofar, like the frost, the snow and the frost, that Shiyuvnu after Tineka Shabbos Ragman. Dugmas HaShelek V'Kofar V'Kerach Shebishamayim Imal Him Gedolim V'Avim. That the frigid ice of heaven is very cold, and the moisture of heaven is abundant. And when the snow comes down, it's just a vision to watch the snow come out. Each snowflake falls down on its own. Did you ever wonder why no two snowflakes crash as they come down? Maybe they do, I don't know. The snowflake is an amazing thing. You watch the snow come and the rain come, and it comes in droplets. So Hashem gives us bite-sized pieces of Torah so that we should be able to understand them, even though the Torah in its entirety is extraordinary. And those rules that whose source, whose root, is near the Kisei HaKavod, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshov Lo Mishayfet, V'nizgav HaMalos HaMa'id, and they're extraordinarily deep. Hu Mitzamtzamam U'mayrid Only Yisrael U'Pesach Libayis B'nei Kel Chai Lovin LaHaskel Mishpatei HaTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu opens our hearts to understanding Torah. V'Yishlach Devarei V'Yamseim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu sends his words down V'Yamseim L'Ravei Satzmoim, and he feeds them to satisfy the thirst, l'meimei tayri anim shalas l'mayim, v'yumais ha-mashiach, nakir v'novin eichatari eredis min l'kaim l'malmaila l'mata. And someday we'll understand the transformation that takes place as a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the Torah down, v'nasa gam ha-torah matzuri etzal kisei ha-kavod, and we'll come to understand the higher level of learning, v'torah me'iti teitzei, shalai numud mishnayis v'gamara matzuri ke'eis, interesting. He says that we won't be learning the Mishnayos and the Gemara the way we have it now. We'll somehow have it on another level. It's interesting. The Gemara says that we don't teach Torah to non-Jews. Now, the Torah of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, not only they're allowed to learn, but they have a mitzvah to learn. It says, Akum Shalom at Torah, Hariyu Kakayan Gadol. And Akum who learns Torah, which Taisa says means the Sheva Mitzvahs. But as far as the rest of Torah, the Gemara says we don't teach a non-Jew Torah, because it says, like, Osa Chayim L'chol Goy, U'mishpatim Ba'yidom. So even though a guy can learn Torah Shabbat Ksav, but not Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Peh is limited to Klal Yisrael. He says, "Sha'av sheyesh la mishpatim sichliim b'anhagas adam bein adam lachaveir dugma sechayshim mishpat shalanu." Even though in the secular world there are civil laws, "Mekamachan kol dineiem im teitzoi sechalanu shi mimei hayavanim v'achitim v'sech v'achukim shel ha'morabi." Avalanu ha'mishpatim yardem eleinu m'neshemayim mitzimtzum achatzimtzum achem ruyin l'shtia. Kifi hasagasenu hapuuta. Hammurabi, the Kod Hammurabi, which is the source for much of civil law. Okay. How far does the Hammurabi go back?
A couple of thousand years.
Where are they?
Hammurabi might have been high of the city for Paros. Could be. So we say that Dinim is not Al-Dinim, which have.
It's interesting, you know, one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Nayach is for Goyim to have dinim. And it's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi, between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, if I recall correctly, whether the mitzvah on Goyim to have dinim is, they have to have a code of law. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as they have a set of laws by which society can function. Or, if their set of civil laws is supposed to be based on Torah. There's a dispute in the Yerushalmi as to how that's supposed to work. I imagine that the accepted approach is that any set of laws they have would be fine. If we're not supposed to teach them these laws, then probably that's the way it should be. But they have to have a non-Jew, secular world has to have a set of laws. At any rate, kol di nimhem teitzos, who said, yodolei mishvayim tzimtzah hatzimtzah, v'zeloi osa l'shum umav lashen, mishpatim, shigama mishpatim bal yedom, they're the creation of their thinking. So this is all a reference to the way it'll be. We end with Haleluka. So this is the Magid Devar. So the way he's saying is the prior mention. This Haleluka begins with talking about Yerushalayim, Yemaisa Mashiach, where justice will be good, and it talks about Kinam Navasi Sihila Bain Yerushalayim Hashem Nitchei Yisrael Yechanes. That's how it began. And then he talks about the perfection of Yemaisa Mashiach, Harefil Shmur Eilev, Chabish Leatzvaisam, etc. And it ends with this reference to the cold and the snow as a marshal that there are things in heaven that would be unbearable. I mean, it's freezing up there. When you look at when you're on an airplane and you look at the outside temperature, it's quite cold outside. And that mashal is a mashal that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the world what we can absorb. And the same thing is true with Torah. We receive the Torah in a form that we can absorb.